So yeah, last night's video technology used in the game between Italy and Germany, Jack, we're seeing more of this. Slowly but surely, it's starting to creep into the game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is exactly that. And it seems to be the way that FIFA are trying to go. They're trying to bring more and more in and help referees and I think take a little bit off them, as it were, try and ease the game for them and make the game more accurate.
Mm. Well, let's find out some more about what was going on last night and also get some expert opinion as well. We're joined by Keith Hackett, former Top Flight referee. Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Delighted to be on.
So, video technology used last night between Italy and Germany. It is something we're seeing more and more of. How do you see the technology in football debate?
Well, I think the technology that they used last night is still under experiment. They're going to run that. The IFAB, the body that's in charge of laws of the game, are going to run that experiment for 2 years. Personally, I think the sooner it comes in, the better. I'm really, really for technology being used fully. Yes, at times it will expose the referee's errors. But, you know, we've got a bit of a nonsense. I can stand at a game and replay an incident on my mobile phone, but I can't see it in the stadium. And neither can the manager. He's not allowed to use technology in the technical area. And I just think they need to get their head together to allow it all, to free up the referee. Yes, at times it'll expose error, but hopefully that error then, going forward, will be reduced as the referee realises he's got to get things right, which is our expectation.
Just how far do you see goal line technology going then? Where would you draw the line on it?
Well, I'd like to open it up completely. And that is, you know, you've got two guys that run the line with a flag and obviously the communication kit. They're there assisting the referee. And there's no reason why the video referee, looking at the game, sat in a room somewhere with banks of screens in front of him, there's no reason why he cannot input into the process of the refereeing decision without stopping the game. You know, it could well be, for example, the other night, Vardy, his challenge was reckless with excessive force. He went for the ball. That doesn't matter. He took the man below the knee. That's a red card. The referee didn't even give anything. Now, for me, it's those types of challenges that are impacting on the health and safety of a player, and therefore that's why I think we need the technology. Not just for that. Is it inside the area? Is it out? The goal line technology that's used in the Premier League needs to be cascaded through to the Football League as soon as possible. They're all helping the referee and reducing the number of errors.
So, Keith, looking at what you were mentioning there, would you be looking to have video refs working alongside, in the sense of the game wouldn't be stopped for a period of time to allow the video referee to make a decision? They would almost do it in slight real time and then relay a decision, even whilst the game is playing, to a previous foul or a previous incident that might come later. Do you see what I mean, or would you actually have it that the game stops for a period of time?
Well, you're spot on. I think if we look at the current practice, if an assistant referee sees a challenge that's worthy of either a free kick, a yellow card or a red card, he raises his flag. And in a sense, this is no different. We're invariably talking about incidents where the outcome has probably stopped the game in any case, or close to stopping the game because of the challenge. The other area is incidents off the ball, where I think a better policing of that will stop this re-refereeing. What I am against is that a referee misses an offence, and currently what happens then, he's asked after the match, have you seen it? If he says no, then three guys sat round the table make a decision whether that player's suspended or not. I much prefer it all happening on the day. So if a player has committed a red card offence, he should be dismissed on that occasion. But there are other areas where the referee might see it as a cautionable offence, might see it as a red card, and your other pair of eyes, the video assistant referee, is going to be saying no, carry on, you know.
I mean, it's interesting because obviously it's that thing of it's trying to help the officials and help the referee and help the game. Did you feel as a referee that you would have benefited from that technology when you were in the game?
Absolutely. I think that there are decisions sometimes, and look, I've managed the professional referees for a number of years, that, although I've now left that role, but there are times when I've sat with referees, we've looked at the video and we've thought, crikey, that's easy. There are 22 cameras at a Premier League game, and they're going to sometimes give a different angle to an incident that's not available to the match referee. That bank of cameras in front of a video assistant referee might just help the process of getting an accurate decision.
Would you look at taking this to another level then, if you look at other sports who have video replays? One that comes to my mind straight away is American football, and they have a challenge flag. So the coach, each coach, once per half, has a challenge flag, so something that they want the video refs to look at. Now, if their challenge is deemed as correct, they get that challenge back. They're allowed another. If it's deemed incorrect, then that's it. They don't get another one until the second half of the game. Would you be in favour of something similar, which lets the coaches, the managers, utilise the video as well, or would you simply say it's officials only?
No, I'd much prefer it to be officials only, because I think we might just get challenges to stop the game. Let's have, it's a little bit like cricket, you know, we've got this, you know, one or two challenges to the umpire's decision. Why not just open it up? Let if there is any doubt about a decision, then let's open it up and let a review process take place. Now, I think there is a risk that if you've got two challenges and you've expired, you've used them, and then there's another incident later in the game and you can't use a challenge, then it makes it a bit of a nonsense, really. So I'd just open it up, allow the video assistant referee to help the referee in the process, and allow the occupants of the technical area, the manager and coaches, to have full open use of technology. At the moment, they're not allowed to. And that, for me, is a bit wrong.
Just in terms of the cost of all of this, I think I'm right in saying that previously, when things have been brought in, for example, the spray can for free kicks and things, it's the clubs who have to find the funding to bring that in. If video technology was to come in, that takes it to a whole new different cost. If you're looking at League One and League Two teams where costs are tight, do you see that this would still be something that would be club funded to bring in, or do you think there would have to be some sort of FA or larger organisation help with this?
I think there's no doubt that if it's approached properly, then this is a commercial opportunity. Currently, television companies are paying massive amounts of money to the authorities, if you like, the Premier League and the Football League, and it's out of that that the aid should come to assist the referee with a video assistant referee. I mean, it's a nonsense. I think Leeds United could have a situation where the ball crosses the line, or does it not, and we're left in limbo. I mean, the technology is, yes, it's a big lump of money. It's I think, about $250,000. In terms of football, that's not a huge amount of money if you amortise it over a five-year period. So for the technical equipment, it could cost about $50,000 a year. Now, ultimately, at the end of the day, do we want the right score, or do we want spectators going away from the grounds dissatisfied because they've seen something, a goal going in the back of the net, and it's not been allowed? I just think that football's got to get its act together. At the professional level, yes, there are areas where clubs lower down are unable to afford it, but then football should, through the negotiation of sponsorship deals, realise that, just a minute, the money that's currently going into the pockets of players in huge amounts at the high level maybe just needs to be spread a little bit, so that all Football League and Premier League clubs have the use of goal line technology and video technology when it comes in and when it's approved.
Well, it's a really fascinating point of debate within the world of football. It's been a real privilege to get your thoughts on it. The former Top Flight referee, Keith Hackett, thank you for joining us on the show.
delighted. Thanks very much.